Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm very excited to be here today. Today we're talking all about money, but very specifically business banking, which I didn't know what that meant until we had a conversation. So my guest today has been in the banking industry for over 12 years right here on the South Shore. She is Vice President Business Banker at Eastern Bank and is a returning guest. Suzanne Gordon, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Nicole. I appreciate the opportunity inviting me back.
Oh, I'm glad to have you back. You're so fun and you're easygoing, and this is going to be a great conversation. So the first thing that we want to talk about is how a lot of people, I'm giving myself goosebumps already, a lot of people fear the banks. Like the bank. It's a big thing, right?
Yeah. It's a persona out there that, some banks have these bad reputations, and not all banks do. You have to have a bank relationship that you are comfortable with.
But it's also not that there's bad reputations out there, but even that banks are so powerful and they have so much power. And here you are, this one lonely little person coming in to borrow money. You just feel like, you know, there's not that balance there, you know? So anyway, it's not to be feared. Banks are changing. Especially local banks.
Local banks are changing. There's a lot of great things happening out there in the financial world.
Lots of great things that happening with you that we're going to talk about.
Right. I was recently promoted, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yes.
Now I can help small businesses focus on their growth and what they want to accomplish.
I know, and you're all about community, and we're going to talk about relationships later on in the show. But you have been in the banking industry for 12 years. What brought you to the industry, and why have you been so loyal all these years?
The biggest thing for me is the customer service. And
you want it on your end, so you want to make sure you give it.
It is. It's so important to have somebody in place that watches out for you and your money and be able to give guidance. And it's really important in my personal life, and I would want that for everybody that I deal with.
Yeah. And it's guidance. It's, you know, sort of giving you the right or the best direction, not necessarily right or wrong.
Right.
But the best direction for you, your specific business, your industry, your financial situation, everything. It's really thinking about the client and what's best for them.
It is. It's all about options, and helping people be aware. Knowledge is key in everything. And if I can help somebody, That's what I'm here for.
And I say that at the end of every show. Knowledge is power. Now, what's the difference, I did not know this, between business banking versus commercial lending?
The difference is usually with inside a bank. So it's usually a limit, and it varies bank to bank. At Eastern Bank, it is the business bankers cover up to $3 million. The commercial lenders take the $3 million
and go over
and up.
Okay.
Yeah, in lending needs, and that's primarily the threshold. But different banks have different thresholds.
Mm-hmm.
and I don't work for any other bank. So I'm not sure exactly what other banks' thresholds are. But that's primarily it.
It's probably in a general similar area.
Right.
Well, maybe not.
Well, yeah, it depends upon the financial institution size. You know, I would assume a JP Morgan Chase bank would have higher limits. Like I said, I'm not as savvy as on other banks.
Yeah.
But that's usually what it is.
Now, a ton of things happened back in 2008 and 2009. And I had, my youngest was 2 in 2008-ish, or maybe he was 1. I can't remember that far back. Anyway, he was born in 2007. So mm-hmm. around that time, I had small kids. I did have a entrepreneurial business, the physical photos, it was images, everything. But I didn't really see, because I was starting my business, I didn't really see a lot of that hardship. Although we did see it after we purchased our home. We did feel that shift happening where we were having economic stresses, basically. But a lot of things happened. And what were people really thinking back then, or what was happening back then?
Well, it was the subprime lending that kind of hit everything all at once. And a lot of the subprime lending, a lot of the loans were made based on their guidelines at the time, which didn't necessarily help people, and it caused an economic crunch.
Yeah.
And a lot of the banks, you know, could see it turning downward and people defaulting and things like that. So the banks got nervous and would, you know, freeze a line of credit or
shut cards down.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot that happened to a lot of different people. The economy was just affected in every which way. People got laid off, lost their jobs.
And then weren't able to pay back loans because they were laid off. So some of these things are a part of why people still to this day have that fear.
There is fear out there. They, you know, and again, that's where I go back to knowledge is key, and options, and knowing what your options are, and understand what you're signing when you sign a bank document. As long as you understand it and are clear, then you have the knowledge to know what you're
doing and
what you're doing.
Yeah, what you're getting into. And frankly, you got to stop looking at the past. Like,
well, we have to learn from our past.
I mean, this is 2016, you know? Like, what are we holding on to all of that stuff for? You really have to see what the banks are offering now. And really just, you know, it is what it is. That you can't change the past.
You can't, but we can learn from it. Which we do in all of our lives and every day. Banking's no different than anything else,
anything
you know?
Anything else, exactly.
So banks are, you know, the economy is good right now. And banks want to help small businesses. It is the heart of America.
Well, you guys have been the number one SBA lender for how many years?
6 years in a row.
Okay. And SBA is Small Business Association.
Correct, which is from the government. So they help small businesses. They partner with banks to back the loans so that the bank isn't taking on 100% of the liability. The government is saying, you know what, we feel confident in this small business and we're willing to partner with you to get the funds to the small businesses so that they can grow.
Yeah. And so why is it important to work with a local banker versus online?
The local banker understands your needs and will help you grow. It's not a one-shot deal. A local banker is there to assist you and guide you in your succession plan of, you know, what are my goals for the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and assist you with that plan.
Yeah, it's that face-to-face.
It is.
And it's personal support. I feel like I'm afraid with all of the people that are identity theft and different things that are happening out there. I don't feel comfortable borrowing money over the internet. we have to go to a break. But I mean, people are still doing it, though.
They are.
I'd rather be sitting in your bank with you face to face in a conference room, sharing my personal information with you, because I feel it's safer.
It is. It is. And a lot of people feel the same way you do. And that's why we're here.
Okay. So now, before we go to break, what are, we got about 30 seconds. What are the typical types of loans that are generally most suitable for a small business?
Oh, they range.
Oh, there's tons.
Oh, from $10,000 to, you know, $20 million, depending upon what your business is and what your needs are.
Okay. So they're all term loans? No,
they
could
can be.
Be.
We do lines of credit. There's all kinds of different products that we have to assist a small business in growing.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk more with Suzanne when we come back. I hope you'll stay with us. You can find Suzanne if you just go to LinkedIn and sort of search Suzanne Gordon Banker. And you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
We are back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I love that song. It was so cute. I've been listening to it nonstop. The little banjo. I wish I could play an instrument. My guest is Suzanne Gordon, and she is with Eastern Bank. And you can find her at linkedin.com/in Suzanne Gordon Banker, or just search Suzanne Gordon Banker to find her. And I just want to say that you are so much more relaxed when you're in person with somebody, and you are a little nervous today, and that's okay. Everybody gets nervous coming on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. And I want to go back to our previous segment. There was one more question I wanted to ask you. I know you have this fantastic new product that's out there, and we're going to sort of disclose what that is in a little bit. But even though it's a great new product, it's still important to pay attention to your credit score, your credit. So you explained to me creditkarma.com is one of the best ones to go to.
I find it is. It is free. It truly is free. I can give a personal testimonial to that.
It is for me. I went on it, and it was free for me.
You can see what is being reported. If there's an error, you can dispute it right through their site.
Well, what I do want to say, though, is that, and I want to spell it, Credit Karma, KARMA.com. The one that I previously signed up for like a year and a half ago, they said it was free. And then I had a $20 charge. So the free was $20. And I was like, okay, this is not free. So I was really excited when you pointed me to this one because it is free and I did not have to give my credit card information. So it was a good thing. But there's Experian, there's TransUnion, and there's Equifax. But CreditKarma.com is a great place to manage everything. Is that the one that they all use?
I believe two of them use that.
Credit Karma.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good tool to have in your back pocket so that you can see what the banks are seeing when you apply for financing.
I poked around a little bit, but I haven't really dove in like, you know, head first and really looked at it. But it looks pretty easy to navigate.
I find it is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So what is this new innovative process that Eastern Bank has developed, and why did they decide to invest millions of dollars into this new product?
Eastern Bank looked at how small businesses were borrowing money. Mm. And traditionally, if you wanted to borrow funds for your small business, you would meet with a small business bank or a commercial lender, depending upon your needs. And the timeline of that can be a few weeks.
Yeah.
And if a business wants to borrow funds and needs the funds
like
tomorrow, today, they tend to go towards online
and pay a higher interest rate. I know.
So we created a product so that it will make it easier for small businesses to get up to $100,000 in a term loan to be paid back over 5 years, so that it's less intimidating and people will have access to funds a lot quicker. The product we came out with will do same-day funding now, up to $100,000. It doesn't have to be fully underwritten.
Yeah,
it is based on your credit score, which is why we had the previous conversation.
Yes, yes.
Your credit score is still important for products like that.
And the credit score is basically determining if what percentage rate you'll be in.
Correct.
Right?
The higher your credit score, the lower your interest rate.
That's
and it
right.
goes across the board, whether you're buying a car, a house, or borrowing money for a small business.
I know.
So
I know.
Driving that score up
is important. I know. And I've, I don't know how much I want to disclose on air, but basically the new product, they really care about the client's time, because small businesses, you know, you had mentioned to me on the phone, it's not like every single small business can come into the bank at, 11 o'clock on a Tuesday. Like every small business has a different time that they can come into the bank and talk to you and apply for the loan.
That's what we were finding, that a lot of small business owners would apply for these online funding sources at 10 o'clock at night after their day is done.
Oh.
They don't have time during the week to sit with a banker.
And they need it to be fast.
If they need to buy a new piece of equipment because a piece of equipment broke today on a job site.
Yes. Oh.
You don't have the time, and you may need, $40,000-$50,000 within a day so that your business doesn't skip a beat.
Now, what are they eliminating in the process? Because they're making it so much faster.
It is credit score driven. So it isn't supplying your financials for the past 2 years.
Yeah. So they're just eliminating a couple of steps, really, to just get it, faster.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. And what does it mean that you're still going to maintain, existing credit standards? So it's not like you're going to be doling out money to people that are going to default on the loans. It's not. It seems like some people are saying that the new product might be a little risky. I read that somewhere.
There is a little bit of risk involved.
Mm.
the interest rates are higher than if it was a traditional small business loan that was manually underwritten.
Oh,
so the rates
okay.
vary between, you know, 6% and 10%.
Yeah.
Where if you went full underwritten loan,
you could get lower.
Absolutely.
Because the more information you have, the more knowledge they have about the actual small business, the less risk.
The less risk the bank is taking, correct.
Mm.
Correct.
Okay.
Our product, however, is still a less, the interest rate on our products are less than the competitors on the internet that you'll find right now.
Ah.
We're finding they're over 10%. So this okay. product is geared to help the small businesses that need a quick decision, a quick financing need, that have the credit scores.
And
so we want it to be competitive in that market.
Yeah. And so it's 5.99 to 9.99.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And so how are you helping assist each client? Are these all... So are the loans themselves just based on dollar? So it's all a term loan. It's all on a dollar amount, whether you want $30,000, the article I read was in Forbes. It was about the oyster guy that has a business in Plymouth, and he borrowed $10,000, and I think he was at, 5.99%? But all of these, this new product is basically a dollar amount depending on what you need.
Correct. So,
and they're all term loans. And does it have to be 5 years?
This product is.
Okay.
The range is between $10,000 and $100,000.
Yeah.
It is set up as a 5-year repayment.
Okay.
There is no prepayment penalty, however.
I love that.
So if you wind up getting an influx of business and want to pay it off sooner, that's okay.
Okay.
There's no prepayment penalty.
So that's part of how they're doing it. Speedy is they're all doing it a 5-year. They're just blanketing 5-year, 72 months for every single loan.
It's 60 months, but yes.
Oh, 60
yes,
months. Sorry.
That's okay. Sorry to correct you, but yeah, 60 months.
That's okay. It's not the first time I've been corrected on air. All right. And do we have to go to a break? Yes. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to, I hope you'll stay with us. We're going to be right back with Suzanne Gordon, and she is with Eastern Bank. You can find her on LinkedIn. So if you just search Suzanne Gordon Banker. And I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mammamias.net.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Thank you. use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. Oh, he told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up.
And we are back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Suzanne Gordon, and you can find her on LinkedIn, Suzanne Gordon Banker. If you just search that, she'll pop up. And you really want to use Suzanne and sort of play her against another bank or what have you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And really, running your credit. I want to talk about that before we go into the next segment. You really don't want to have a ton of people running through your credit and hitting your credit, because that's not a good thing.
It does affect your credit every time someone runs it. That's why.
But you need to run it.
That's why the tools like Credit Karma are so important, so that you already have an idea of what your credit score is. And you can ask those questions. What is the credit range for this product? And you'll know if you qualify.
And almost. You have to do you and your spouse, especially if your spouse is going to co-sign, right? You want to do Credit Karma for both individuals.
You do want to be aware of both individuals. However, if only one of you is the business owner, and say your husband had a different job, he's not going to be on the small business loan with you. You're 100% the owner of that business.
Ah, so you don't have to have a co-signer necessarily.
Not on the small business products, unless you're both owners of the business.
Well, we kind of are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you're in that scenario of people.
Okay.
Joint credit would be if you're, you know, refinancing your house or a car loan or something.
Or a car loan.
Along that line.
All right. So spill it to me again. How are they possibly handing over $50,000 in less than 5 minutes? How is that possible?
Again, it's based on credit score and how long you've been in business. And it's a quick process. It's not being fully underwritten with your full financial tax returns, profit and loss, balance sheet. Those aren't coming into play here for this particular product.
Okay. Business plans, not all of that stuff.
You don't need it for this product.
Okay. So give me an example of a couple of customers that this would be ideal for. So like you said earlier, somebody that broke a piece of equipment. What's another example?
If you're going to expand your business, you have a marketing plan that is going to cost you more than you feel comfortable taking out of your everyday operating account.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're hiring a new associate to help you increase your business, there's a cost of hiring somebody, training
payroll.
Them before you can reap the rewards of having them on your staff.
Mm-hmm. So they don't want to, it's somebody doesn't want to deplete their existing funds. They're hiring somebody. They want to purchase inventory or equipment to grow their business. That's perfect, right?
Perfect. That's what this product is all about. It's helping a small business grow, get the financing that they need so that their business can be successful.
Okay. And then really, an existing customer of Eastern Bank is an ideal person. The existing client that has a small business, that's ideal.
It's set up right now,
however,
for existing customers.
Okay.
However, there is a pilot going on right now within the bank for non-existing customers to apply for this product. So it's really anybody that's been in business for over a year.
Okay.
that can get one of these loans.
Okay. And what about your existing debt, debt to income ratio? Does that come into play in the speedy loan process?
It's not a debt to income ratio per se. There are a few financial questions, annual revenue, sales. I believe it's about 5 questions. It's pretty quick and painless.
Wow. Okay. 5 questions. Wow. All right. So, but it's not necessarily, because this is a business loan, it's not necessarily pulling a lot of information of your personal.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I think there is a difference between a traditional mortgage where they look at debt ratios.
Yeah.
This isn't that product. It's a completely different product built for small businesses.
For small businesses. Okay. So if you have a small business and you're listening, you want to go check out Suzanne Gordon. You can find her on LinkedIn and just sort of search Suzanne Gordon Banker. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you want to be in control of your financial future? Meridian Financial Service, along with its sister company, Mary Hurdle CPA, provides financial solutions so you can plan for your family's future. Working with a certified financial planner in conjunction with a CPA can help you obtain this goal. For more information, visit MeridianFinancialService.com. At Meridian, we provide the highest levels of financial planning, money management, accounting, and tax services. Contact us at MeridianFinancialService.com to start planning today.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Room on lock the way we rock it. So don't stop.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and I'm stumbling with my words right now because I was trying to listen to the lyrics. I felt like he burped in the middle of the lyrics. I swear to God, it's right around 1:33 at the fade. So if you're really like OCD and you want to go check it out, I swear to God, it sounds like a little belch happening inside the lyrics. Isn't that funny?
It is funny. I didn't hear it.
Well, anyway, so sunshine in my pocket. I love that line. And really, we want to put some money in our wallet when we're a small business. So money in our pocket. Now, I want to go back before we start talking about the next segment. I want to go back to checking the credit. I think it's really great if you can only have your credit poked around a couple of times before anybody starts getting, wondering, okay, what the heck are they doing? You really want to have the local banker check your credit first, right? Doesn't that make sense? Go to you first and see what you guys have to offer. And then if you really feel like you need to check somebody else, but go to you first because you're probably going to be better at the lower rate.
Right. We can also guide you if we find something on your credit. Some customers in the past, I've had to say, look, you have a blip here. You need to clean that up.
Yeah.
Dispute it if it's not accurate. Give them the opportunity and then go back in 30 days once the credit has been cleaned up and reapply, where if you do that online, nobody's giving you that guidance.
That's right. That's right. And you don't, you really need to go to creditkarma.com and check that out and see what it actually looks like first.
And does I recommend
only,
that.
Does it only take 30 days for it to drop off the credit?
It should.
If there's something that's not so positive, it should.
If it's a legit dispute, it should be able to be cleared up.
Okay.
The turnaround time is about 30 days.
All right. So now I want to get back to you because this is all about you. You have been in this industry for 12 years or more. You're on the South Shore. You've been in this area. Did you grow up in the Plymouth?
I did grow up in this area.
Really? Where?
I never went too far. Plymouth.
Okay. So you're in this area. You know a lot of people.
I do know a lot of
people. And a lot of people know you.
Hopefully.
And I don't think I've ever heard anybody say anything negative about you. You're a sunshine of a personality, a nice person, easy to talk to. I feel comfortable giving all of my personal, you know, my dirty laundry, basically, all of my personal information to you.
Thank you, Nicole. I appreciate that.
Well, and you're involved in the community. So relationships and community are really important to you.
They are. I sit on several boards in the community.
I don't know how you do that. You're on
in my spare time.
At least two or three boards.
Yes, I'm on the board of directors for the Chamber of Commerce for the Plymouth area.
Mm-hmm.
The Boys and Girls Club in Plymouth is also a passion of mine, and I'm a Rotarian.
Yeah.
In Plymouth.
And what does that mean, a Rotarian?
A Rotarian. I'm in the Sunshine Plymouth Sunshine Sunrise Rotary Group. We meet every Thursday morning at the Chamber. And it is a group of people in the community that the motto is service above self. So we go out in the community, volunteer, raise funds.
Again, in your free time.
In my free time. I'm passionate about giving back to the community I work and live in.
Yeah.
And my kids are grown, so now I have the time to focus on doing things that make me feel good to make other people's lives better.
Mm, exactly. Well, it's true. And it does make you feel better. Now, really, though, I mean, you're about community, about relationships. What do you love so much about helping that small business owner?
The heart of America is small business owners. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's where I like to shop. It's where people's dreams come true.
Mm.
And I like to be in that process. I like to see people grow and have their goals achieved.
Their dreams, their passion. We're all passionate about something.
Something. And it's very rewarding when I can see the next steps or somebody progressing and doing well. I want to be there to give that person a high five. It feels good to be a part of something great.
Yeah. And especially, you know, entrepreneurs are like feeding the economy.
Absolutely.
Like, and when I first started the show, I think 8 out of 10 entrepreneurs was a woman. I don't know if that number has increased since I was Googling that, you know, over 3 years ago. But it's a high number.
It is a high number. I think more women are taking the plunge into small business ownership and bringing their creative ideas to light.
Mm, and we're all like feeding each other. Like we're buying into each other's businesses to help support each other.
The network is great.
I know.
The network, and if you don't know somebody and you need to find that resource, ask somebody. I have a plethora of business cards resources that if you came to me and asked, you know, where can I get such and such a product, more likely than not, I've met a person that can help you with that.
Yes.
And that's nice when you can refer somebody else's business or a person.
And really, you're referring people that you trust because you've been on the South Shore for a long time. All the people that you're referring are people that you know,
I do.
You like and trust. That's like the absolute three minimums of somebody that wants to refer somebody.
It is. It is. And if you can give a personal testimonial, I know this person, they won't steer you wrong. If they can't help you, they'll point you in the right direction.
Yes.
That's everything.
That's everything.
It's everything.
I know. So you feel so passionate about helping small businesses. The product, what is the product called?
It's a micro loan. And micro, we're saying micro as a bank, $100,000 and less. And everybody goes, it's $100,000.
Like
that's
micro?
A lot of money. Yeah. But when you're a bank the size of Eastern Bank.
Yeah.
That tends to be our smaller loan,
yeah,
loan dollar volume. So, yeah. it's our micro loan.
If you are a small business owner and you're looking to borrow some money, whether you want to purchase inventory, purchase equipment, hire a new person, and you want to be able to cover their salary, those are just three.
Those
examples.
Are just some of the examples. We see everything. There's needs out there for cash.
Yeah.
In all kinds of ways that you can't even imagine. So many small businesses are so different from the next. And that's another reason I love the job I do. I get to see
and meet
so many different
people
and what they do. And that's just fun to me. That's exciting. And
me
and
too.
It's knowledge.
Me too. I know.
I'm
I
always
say
learning.
I
always
say
learning.
At the end of every show, knowledge is power. Are we out of time, Ryan? Oh, we got a little bit of time left. Okay. Is there anything else you want to hit that we may have not discussed?
Well, a lot of people will start a small business and have a plan and want to grow. And we're here from the ground level. I'm here from the ground level.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're just starting out and need help with a business plan, mm-hmm. There's people through the chamber that can help with that. There's SCORE that work at the chamber that can help write the business plan to get you going and growing.
I still don't have a business plan.
There's different phases.
I need one. I know, but it's the support is what you're saying.
It's the support. There's tons of support out there that I'm not sure everybody realizes.
Yeah.
Even exists.
Yeah.
And I just want to get the word out there.
Yes. So you just need to connect.
Help.
Connect with Suzanne and, you know, really, you can find Suzanne at LinkedIn.com. If you're a small business owner, you really need to be on LinkedIn.
Like, absolutely.
I don't want to shoot on anybody, but you that's really a place to be if you have a small business, both professionally and with a business page, I might add. But anyway, you can find Suzanne there. You can just go to LinkedIn.com and search Suzanne Gordon Banker. I want to thank you for being here today. And
thanks
I want to thank everyone for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.